Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
We're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. We're starting your week off right. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, international superstar Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
I'm the other boy.
Your other boy, Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, man?
Chilling, doggy. What a great weekend. What a fun fucking weekend I had. Get into all the great activities of the weekend. But first, let's get into our motherfucking show. It's the Real Ass Podcast. Very happy to have two incredible guests, as always. You guys know him from his album. No, it's debuting on the 25th, so you don't know yet. But he does have an album, the second one, streaming on all platforms on December 25th. You guys could also listen to his Instagram show, Unpopular Opinions, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dave Temple.
Wait, you promoted that all wrong.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 p.m., Unpopular Opinions.
Nah, that's how we're here to promote today. Put the camera on me.
There you go, boy.
December 25th, the second one, my debut comedy special.
There you go, boy.
Audio on all platforms, video exclusively at DaveTempleComedy.com. Get to the website, get to know me, people. Get to the website, get to know me, people.
Don't hate on me. That was Shannon's stupidity.
I ain't hating on shit, baby.
That was Shannon's
stupidity.
I'll
take over this motherfucking show and promote this special.
I,
like okay?
I wish you would host the whole show. If I sat back, people don't realize what it takes to host a show.
I know.
To lead the conversation, move it down, fucking make sure everyone's interested, make sure everyone's engaged, and be fucking hilarious at the same time. It's a goddamn near impossibility.
It's an art form. I learned it from you and some of these other motherfuckers. Matter of fact, Shannon, play the goddamn trailer.
No. Is there a trailer?
Yeah, there's a fucking trailer.
Oh, well, not
trailer.
Yet. We'll play the trailer in a second. Let me introduce the other guests you fucking savage.
By the way, if you had 2 ounces more Black Ego and put out an album on Christmas Day, you would have called it The Second Coming.
I should have. Yeah.
Back but it's for the definitely, first time.
Yeah. Back. The first one was called The First One. The second one was called The Second One.
There you go, bull.
That's what he calls his kids.
You guys are also in studio. Very happy to have back on the show. You guys know him from his incredible podcast, No Need for Apologies, which will be actually streaming directly after this show. No.
Wednesday.
Sorry, you're recording today. I apologize. Streams directly after Real Ass Podcast every Wednesday here on the network. You guys can check him out on the 27th of December at Soul Joel's, the only fucking comedy club really left right now in the Northeast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only Derek Gaines. What's up, kid?
We're here. Having a good time.
You got the great boy and the god.
And the god.
The great boy and the god.
The great boy and the god. That's
that. Yeah, man.
That's fucking dope.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are fucking...
Tour, dude.
You guys should be a rap group. That's what it is.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to do comedy.
That's the energy you're bringing.
Like rappers. Yeah, we're like rappers, but we're comedians.
Well, at the end of every show, you know we when we rap, we actually have the guests do a rap now. So I think this is going to be the only time it works. You guys are going to just fucking drop some bars on us later on. I hope so.
Christ.
It's going to be a great
show. I haven't
show.
Been watching enough Real Ass Podcast enough that's true or not.
It is. Shannon,
is it?
It is 100% true.
True.
Thank you very much. Real quick as well, everyone, just get prepared. Friday, January 1st will be... Two things. Number one, it's going to be the ASSY Awards. We're going to start off the new year right. The ASSY Awards are coming to you on the 1st, next Friday. No, I'm sorry. 2 Fridays from now. 2.5 weeks from now. But also, it's a very special morning because me and Shannon's new makeout date is Friday, January 1st. It's going to get fucking wild. All right, mm-hmm. Shannon. I know. What did you say?
No. I'm still healing. My body's healing.
Must go. No. She's like,
well, you're making us come in on New Year's morning?
She said no. Yes, New Year's
she said,
morning.
No.
We're coming in on New Year's
absolutely
morning.
Absolutely not.
I'm sober now.
So because you're sober, everybody else
everyone's
has to come in
gonna
on New
be
Year's
here on New Year's Day and we are gonna
And you're making it an event.
The ASSY Awards. And yeah, of course. Exactly. That's how good we are. Okay. Mm. And me and Shannon are gonna have I said we're gonna make it off camera, but then I realized that's a crime. So if we do it on the show, it's a bit. We're gonna make out for it. Shannon, 5 seconds. You're just gonna sit next to me, just deep tonguing, just
in the mouth.
In the mouth.
Oh, the kiss in the mouth. That's
in the
nice.
Mouth. Shannon.
Gotta love it in the mouth.
No, thank you.
Shannon.
No.
I hope she pukes her gallbladder into your mouth.
Shannon, you can't say no. Do me a favor. Tweet at us right now. Tweet at me. Make sure you tag Shannon as well. Do you want to see me and Shannon make out on Friday, January 1st? Shannon, if we get enough traction on this.
No. No, that's three no's.
Baby, it's cold outside.
You got to get seven no's to get to a yes, Lewis. Seven
is
no's.
Is that the rule?
Well, it depends on what your closing ratio is, but yes, every no does get you closer to a yes. That's something that I've preached for a very, very long time, and I apply my sales techniques to getting women. That it is one of the best things you can do is apply sales techniques.
Just dehumanize them. That's the best.
Dehumanizing yourself, actually. It's you accepting rejection as just part of the process,
Okay.
And then you moving past it without being emotional about it. That's a major sales technique.
Correct.
If you realize that you have to get no's, you're not going to close everybody, right? Let's say you can only close one out of six people.
Okay.
If you get a no, you're like, cool, it's one out of five. My ratio is better. You should be getting excited. So every time Shannon says no, I'm getting fucking hard. My blood is flowing.
So it's just hurdles.
No's in the chat. There are a bunch of no's.
Let's see. Manhans just wants to make out with me herself. That's why Dildo says no. Dildo, you fucking cunt. Disrespect me again. Oh, that's not you. That's somebody else.
Dad.
Named Dildo. KJ wants it. Look, everyone in the chat, in the racist live chat wants it. Hamhead, Akin wants it. Andre Ramirez said, rape, please. So not only that, he wants to straight up rape, Shannon.
Rape!
You want to go to the chat? You want to fucking bring the chat into this, Shannon?
I can see that, though. There's a lot of, there's way more rape porn showing up than I think should be up there.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Hell so clearly someone's watching that
shit. It's a lot of family porn.
Yeah.
It's family right there that be the fucking, and the stepdaughter be fucking, the strange husband or the brother be fucking. What the fuck is all this incest level?
It's not so much incest. It's always stepbrother, stepfather.
I get it.
Yeah, but that's just to create a protective layer for your own happiness.
For your own conscience.
We know what the fuck.
For your own conscience. Yeah. The step part makes the jerk big. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. That's just insensitive.
I've jerked to stepbrother, stepfather porn for sure.
But I have to block out the step concept.
No.
Like, I can just look at two people fucking.
Well, it's weird because the reality is, like, when I masturbate to porn, I have to be able to sort of mentally get myself into the fantasy. And I don't have like a stepsister or like, you know, a stepdaughter. Like, I don't have those relationships with anybody. So
You're just a friend of the family.
It doesn't really fucking matter. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. But babysitter, like, I fucking, wow. Yeah. Yeah, bro. Like, all day. But I found myself jerking off to stepsister or stepbrother porn. But you're right. It's not really the fantasy. It's just because the chick ends up being hot. And that's an aside from, it's not part of the fantasy.
It's just because she's hot and acting like a child.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so, like, babysitter Christ. Porn.
No, please. No,
babysitter
thank
porn
you.
Is fucking hot. Like, teacher student porn is hot.
That to me isn't.
Boss employee porn is hot. Shannon, you've never masturbated to boss employee porn?
I don't think so. No. Mm. You know, I'm monogamous in my porn. There's only one guy.
Yeah, Shannon likes it. Well, she sent me the porn she watched one. I was like, God damn, Shannon, you're a fucking animal.
Same scene?
Or
just all the shit that guy does. Okay.
Yeah, just one guy.
She's a fan.
He reached out to me when I was home recovering, and he said, sending you kisses to make you have a speedy recovery. So sweet.
And you won't even make out with me yet. This fucking AIDS-ridden fucking Argentinian.
He's such a beautiful
AIDS-ridden.
He's Spanish. From Spain.
Same shit. Argentina, Spain.
If I knew that much about a female porn star, I'd be a creep.
Creep.
Creep. Whole creep.
Creep.
Shannon, you're a creep.
He reached out to me.
Yeah. I mean, I know about some female porn stars. I had a little bit of a
You're a creep.
A porn not obsession, but like I would get into like the certain chicks. For a while. Yeah. I was like, oh, I like that chick. That's the one. And then I'd fucking watch her videos for a while. I have to, because it's not like, I don't have all fucking day to browse. In fact, speaking of which, we're talking about this. This is kind of interesting, Dildo. So Pornhub removed all of their unverified user uploads, which means that like 80% of their videos disappeared on Pornhub.
Hey, man.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. All my porn is gone. All the weird shit I like to jerk off to is no longer there. All the thoughts shaking their asses in their bedroom at questionable times of the night are no longer there. No, this is a rant. I don't want music. I'm mad. I want to jerk off to better porn. Pornhub is ruined.
I agree.
I don't know what to jerk off to anymore.
The move is part of a series of sweeping changes the company made days after the New York Times published a shocking op-ed detailing numerous instances of abuse on the site.
Dang.
including non-consensual uploads of underage girls.
Dang!
Are you fucking kidding me? Where were these videos? Did I accidentally jerk off to kitty porn? Probably.
We talked about this. Yes. Fuck! Yeah. Remember we talked about this before.
Yeah. God damn you, Pornhub! You knuckleheads.
this is what I was talking about before, where you thought I was like trying to cover up doing something weird, but I said when you get those weird like Uber credits, I think that's like if you click off of something early. Like if you click on one of those things that was underage on Pornhub and you go,
you're like, no, this isn't right. And then you all of a sudden you got Uber credits. You're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's the universe repaying you. For
yeah,
being
yeah. That's your Jesus deed.
Because I think everything is on your phone. Deed. They know.
That's
you know
your
what I mean?
Deed. This bitch look a little too young. Them nipples ain't developed. Get off this shit.
Hey, 10%
Uber
off
coupons.
Your next 20
oh, shit.
Rides.
And
you're
they
like,
cross
really?
It out. Yeah. And they cross it out too. You be like, oh shit, $10. Glad I ain't jerk off to that young bitch. This is nice.
That's fucking crazy. I had no idea.
I think it was also because so many of those videos were just straight up stolen off of pay sites.
Mm.
And they were, it's the same with us. You're getting copyright claims.
Yeah, exactly. But nobody took the copyright claims out. So that was that. So, yeah, I mean, look, you know, good for them. But I, to be honest with you, I haven't watched regular porn in like 3 months.
All VR.
All VR.
Oh, shit.
You're... All VR. In fact, today, this morning, I forgot my password. Or no, they signed me out of my Wanks VR. Wanks. They signed me out of my Wanks VR,
Christ.
Right? And I forgot my password, so you should see me like freaking out in my virtual reality. I'm going,
what the
trying to send myself a reset password.
Man, what the fuck
do you know how hard it is to reset a password in virtual reality world? It's a fucking nightmare, doggy.
Hold that on. Sounds horrible.
And where it's a, dude, are
you gotta go where sucks to, doing it on your TV?
I went on to fucking where? Gmail. I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now?
And like, how are you set up in real life? Like, you got pants on at this point or no? Like,
no, dude, I got a towel on my tummy.
That's so fucking funny.
I got a towel on my tummy.
That's some funny shit.
My you're right like, hand has a control and my left hand's that, free.
This nigga look like Tom Cruise from Minority Report. Yeah. That's some weird shit.
Password is like Baby James.
Doggy, I'm telling you, man. Resetting a password in VR porn is not fun, okay? It was the whole in fact, I knew that I had to do it like 4 days ago, and I was like, oh, what the fuck am I doing here? I couldn't do it.
He's got to pick out the four pictures with stoplights in them.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes, you literally have to.
They have that in VR? Holy
stop
shit.
Clicking when you stop seeing the crosswalks. Fuck.
They got to make sure it's you.
Dude, if you're still able to jerk off after all of that, you are fucking focused, man.
Focused, yeah.
Like, that's like, what's the name? That's like Regulators tunnel vision.
Yeah.
Remember, like, Regulators, the fact that they, like,
they still got
looking
the pussy
for
at the
pussy,
end.
And then, like, they stop to play dice. They end up getting
robbed.
Remember,
right, Warren G.
Nate Dogg and Warren G. Regulators?
No, I don't know.
You don't remember that fucking song?
I'm racist.
Warren G. White
maybe you guys haven't listened to the show.
Spanish dudes that claim white still listen to Warren G.
Nah, but do yourself a favor. When you get
that claim white still listen to Warren G.
Still listen to Warren G. Stop acting like you under a fucking rock.
White people really love Warren G.
White
man.
People love
they
Warren
dog.
G.
Yeah.
What is this a video?
Yeah, Regulators was like their
you
first
know
thing.
Regulators?
Fuck
shit.
It. Pull up the video, Shannon.
Michael
if we get
Douglas
demonetized, I don't care.
Is kicking it off the song.
I would love to see it. Let's see. Oh, I love this song.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, this is a great song.
But the video itself is...
These
the
guys are black! Fuck! Zach!
What?
No, but these guys...
You thought
like,
they were the shadows of 1920s gangsters?
The whole video is
it's
them...
It's the Hat Squad.
They're looking for pussy. They're out looking for pussy, right?
Right. A clear white moon, Warren G was on the streets. I never listened to the lyrics.
He's trying to consume... Some freaks.
Chilling okay. on the low.
So throughout this process,
that's fine.
They get into a whole situation where they end up stopping to shoot dice with some guys that they don't know. They're winning money.
Shooting some b-ball outside of the school with
no,
a couple
no,
of guys.
That's a different guy, you fucker.
God damn, Lewis.
I know the song. Yeah.
No. So they're trying to shoot dice. He wins money, and then the guys decide to rob him. So now, because he won the money, they got him at gunpoint. They're taking all his jewelry and everything. And then his homie comes back around, murders
everybody
on the corner.
Yes.
Everybody.
As you do.
Yes.
As you fucking do.
And but they here get right back in the car looking for pussy.
Yes.
And they find it and go to the East Side Motel.
And he sung that part. East Side Motel.
So it's just that kind of focus.
Like, that's focus.
Because if you get pussy after a murder, then you got to sing
yes.
it.
Yes.
He killed everybody on the corner, but then they went to the Eastside Motel to continue to get these hoes.
Like, do you understand that kind of tunnel vision? You had tunnel vision with virtual reality. Like, in the process of all of that, you kept the excitement. Yeah. It was like, I'm still trying to fuck.
Yeah, you can almost...
Yes, that was my own. Yeah.
Nigga, that's crazy.
That's a long analogy, but yes, that's what happened to me.
Yeah. That's like a superpower.
Jerking off the VR porn because my son's mother doesn't love me.
There you go, Zach. There you go.
Was it Wanks? Next stop is the Wanks.com.
That's almost a superpower. This nigga can manipulate his own erection blood. He can put it in. Wait, take it out so I can, and then put the erection blood back. This nigga's focused, bro.
Oh, shit.
This motherfucker's focused. I don't know what to do.
Fuck, dude. That's so fucking funny. Yes. I know exactly what they went through.
Yes.
That was my morning. That was the equivalent of my friend being held at gunpoint and my other friends having to come back and murder everybody.
Everybody, and then still get them hoes and still get to the Eastside Motel.
I still got that hoe.
Yeah.
There you
good
go,
for
bro.
You, man.
I still got that hoe.
Good for you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I can't watch regular porn anymore. It's done for me, which I like because now, like regular porn, you could just fucking, you know, sneak into the bathroom. You could fucking take your cell phone. Like, I need a whole virtual reality setup now in order to masturbate.
Is there a chair?
No, but I'm gonna once
the Nintendo Power Glove.
It's presented like it was in that movie The Wizard. Remember when the kids open up the box? What is that? It's the Power Glove.
So, Pornhub. Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess good for them. They're removing a bunch of shit. I mean, look, they still have.
They probably got ahead of something.
Yeah, probably.
Somebody yeah, probably they saw that Dave Chappelle got yeah. Chappelle Show taken out, and they're like, oh, shit, we're next.
They probably saw, like, a underage porn lawsuit or sting coming.
Well, I mean,
like,
the thing
let's
is,
let's just fucking wash our hands of all this bullshit.
There was a New York Times article prior to the scrub that said that they had something to do with child trafficking. But also in the article, it says that prior to this whole investigation, Pornhub moderators spent spent each day watching like 1,200 videos, and they had to like look through like incest porn, bestiality, and try to find weird reasons to not block it before this whole thing happened.
Yeah, it's sort of a dying business, right? If you're running a porn website, I feel like that is like not really a great business to be in now, right?
It's aged out.
Yeah, I feel like the porn explosion of like the late 90s, early 2000s, it was like that's when everyone started getting internet. I think we've all sort of become a little bit desensitized to porn.
Yeah. But you don't know what 19-year-old kids are doing. They're probably as pumped about porn as we were.
Maybe.
Unless they're just got exposed to it so young that they're over it by the time they have credit cards.
Yeah, it's weird, and I have talked about this plenty of times, but we are at an unfortunate age. I'm 38 years old. I mean, they dropped internet porn on me when I started jerking off. That's when they were like, hey, we got this new shit.
Crazy.
Right? Like, I was jerking off to, like, fucking just, like, a magazine I found in the woods and, like, you know, like, fucking newscasters and shit. You'd be clicking through the channel. Some chick would show a little bit of cleavage. You're like, oh, fuck, dude. You're 11 years old. And then porn dropped. Internet porn dropped right then. And I think any guy between the age of 35 and 45 years old has to be a little bit addicted to... sex or porn or whatever it is. I don't know.
Yeah, but I think it's a good thing. Like, I think it keeps me balanced. Like, you know, being able to come like that regularly, like, I think that's the only thing that's kept me, like, you know, balanced.
I don't understand the whole, like, fucking nofap fucking... They, like, it's a weird thing that they do. Like, I know Dave Smith doesn't jerk off the porn anymore. It's like a fucking alt-right fucking Christian conservative thing. They're like, no, we don't masturbate to porn. It's like, if I didn't masturbate to porn, I would punch everybody I met. Like, yeah. I would be so pent up with just raw aggression that I think I would probably be in prison within a week. I think you got to get that evil out of you.
You got to get the evil out.
You got to get the evil out.
But I think that's
I have bad ideas when my cum is in my balls.
I think that's
it's
more
all,
than
it's
a...
all. It's all. The end result is we got to get some pussy. Whatever path to get that pussy is there. But then you come, you're like, dude, I need to fucking work on myself.
Yeah.
I want to...
After you're done,
I want to be a good father.
Where's my son?
In the words of my boy Black Ron, it's called post-nut clarity.
Mm.
Yeah, so after you get it out, you focus. Like, oh, shit, I really need to do something with my life today. So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, Bill Burr used to always give that as advice. He was like, if you're ever going to cheat on your wife, like, you can set it up, just jerk off before you go on a date to go cheat.
You'll never go. You'll never leave.
Yeah.
I used to do that all the time. I would order hookers, and then before they got there, I'd jerk off, and I'd cancel on them.
Oh, never mind.
Like, sorry, bitch. I just like to know you were coming.
You got to cancel
just
the door.
Just not answer the door. They're like, you still got to pay me. I was like, no, I don't. Beat it. I'll call the cops, hooker. You want to go to jail today, bitch?
Yo, you know what's funny you say that? They just did a sting now. Apparently, like, street hooking has, like, spiked in L.A. in, like, the past month or so.
COVID.
Yeah. So, like, for some reason, the ordering thing isn't working. They're back on the streets. And that's funny as you say that.
It's good old days. Wild Wild West. They doing heroin over at Penn Station now.
Yeah.
Like, right outside.
They don't give a fuck.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm glad I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. It's fine.
Too good many temptations. Old days.
Hookers, heroin.
It's the 80s again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think someone was smoking crack on the train yesterday on the Q
burnt
train.
Burnt tire smell, right? Like, everybody was talking about
but
the
they
burnt
were smoking
tire smell.
It out of a Bud ice can. You know what I mean? Like they had cut a hole in a can and made
it wasn't even a good. It wasn't even a good beer.
It was a tall boy, the 22 ounce. Damn. It was just like, oh, we're back to those days. Like, okay.
I remember one time I was friends with this chick, and she ended up agreeing to go out with this guy. And she was like, "Oh, just come to the bar and like meet me, like be at the bar because I don't know this guy, but like I agreed to meet him. So just like be at the bar and I'll act like you're a friend of mine that just happened to be at the bar." So I did, and this guy was, I mean, just a white guy, like kind of a short white guy, and he's just at the back table, and at one point he just pulls out a crack pipe and just starts smoking. He's like, "Hey, you guys want something?" Like, no, who the fuck just does that? Like in the middle of a bar. And it's like, what the fuck is wrong with this girl? Like, how do you not have the wherewithal to not agree to go out with a crackhead? I don't
Some people like it, man. Yo, you, sad truth. My mom dated a crackhead for like 5 years.
Good
man.
Joke she had this, from that.
I have no idea how that happened. Like, he would just, the only time he left was like to go to jail or they would break up, but she let him in and out for like 5 years.
Really?
Dude.
I'm going to jail real crackhead. Quick. Y'all need anything? I'm going to jail real fast. Y'all need me to pick y'all up something before I come
like,
back?
This guy used to, and it was weird because my mom would do weird shit like let him drive without no license. Like, so he was supposed to drop her off at work, drop me off at school. And he
and
would drop,
not by crack in between.
Yeah, right.
That's a tall order.
All you gotta do.
Tall fucking order.
Tap it in. Don't buy crack in between. Drop me off at work. Drop him off at school. You do whatever you want after.
No, well, he was supposed to go look for a job. And I don't know why she thought that would work. Why she was gullible enough to think that would work.
Yeah.
But like, he would drop her off at work. And then he would just look over at me like, you don't want to go to school, do you?
Wow.
No. And then I would hang out with a crackhead with a car. And just see, he's
a dangerous combination.
Yeah, he's the mayor of the fucking city in the middle of the day.
Dude, if you're a crackhead with a car, you are King Crack.
Yeah. King Crack.
Yeah, yeah, so King. I would just go with him to weird places and watch him, you know, do drugs. That's how I learned about Puerto Ricans, because he started taking me to that other side of town.
Yeah. Crack wasn't big in my family. It was heroin was a big problem in my family. Yeah. And weed smoking was always a problem with all my uncles. But yeah, crack was like I couldn't even wrap my head around trying crack or it was the negative connotation involved with crack.
Yeah,
like,
man,
you're a fucking crackhead. Like, pothead is like silly, you know what I'm saying? Cokehead is fun. You know,
crackhead. Heroin addict is romantic if you can play an instrument.
Yeah, if you're a fucking heroin junkie,
as long as there's some art behind it, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you got a scarf and you can write a poem, you're like, all right, dude, that guy's fucking deep.
Because Miles Davis was on crack,
yeah,
and that motherfucker made beautiful music.
Yeah,
good for you, Zach Amico.
Ray Charles is on heroin. Yeah,
yeah, there's a lot
like heroin, like crazy. He could actually see heroin.
He could see.
Yeah, but he could sing.
Yeah.
But he'd be, like, in the movie when Jamie Foxx was playing him, he would be tweaking while playing, like, doing his shit. I was like, damn, that is this shit.
Yeah,
just to be walking around doing that shit is wild.
All right, real quick, guys, we must thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers a better way to get professional counseling done securely online. You do it all on the computer or your phone or whatever it is, your tablet. It's an easier way to get some help. I'm going to tell you right now, I've personally dealt with mental health issues in the past. I've had anger issues in the past. And just speaking to somebody, sometimes that's enough. You know, then look, this isn't for people that have severe clinical depression. If you need, You know, if you've been diagnosed with some serious shit, I'm not saying that this is for you, okay? This, in my opinion, is for the people that they could use a little bit of therapy. Maybe they've been thinking about going to therapy, or maybe traditional therapy is not that convenient.
Going to a therapist physically is a little intimidating for you at the moment, and you want to dip your toe in the water.
It's a great way to get it done. It's also a great way to try out different therapists and find the one that's right for you. To do it in real life, you have to, you know, set up an appointment, go there, go through this entire process. It's hours of your life just to find out, like, I didn't even fucking like this therapist. And then you got to go and do it all again. And that process turns a lot of people off, and it turned me off. BetterHelp offers a better way to do it. Once you sign up, BetterHelp will match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you'll be able to communicate with them in under 48 hours. It really is a great way to do it. You get timely and thoughtful responses. You can text them. You can message them. There's a lot of different ways that you can do it. And to be honest with you, it's also a more affordable way to do it. The prices on BetterHelp are a lot more affordable than traditional therapy in most cases. All you got to do is go to betterhelp.com/gas. That's BETTER help, HELP.com/gas, and join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. New testimonials from users are posted daily. In fact, there's so many people that have been using BetterHelp that they are now recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So go to betterhelp.com/gas, betterhelp.com/gas, and you're going to save 10% off your first month. One more time, that is betterhelp.com/gas for 10% off your first month. Okay, where were we? So, okay, this is kind of fun. Ariana Grande is engaged again.
Good for her.
Yeah.
No, not good for her.
She's just running through him, isn't
she? She's a stupid bitch. I'll say it right now. She's living her life, man. How old is she?
She's a young pretty fucking, John, right?
Fucking moron idiot. Who gets engaged three times by the time they're 23?
27. Everybody.
27?
Mariah Carey
did it. She's fucking old as shit, huh?
Janet Jackson did it. Yeah. Like, all of those girls of that
it's
level.
Stupid fucking idiots. It's dumb fucking idiot women that that are rich and have no boundaries. So yeah. She's just like, it was like, what happened with Peter? I was like, why are they getting married? They've known each other 3 months. Because if you're that rich, you're just like, yay, we're going to get married today. Come on, everyone.
I know.
Come on, everyone's going to cost us $1 billion. Who cares? It's fun.
Dude.
It's just like a day at the mall for them. And then they go, oh no, boohoo, we gotta get divorced now. Oh no.
You can afford it.
It doesn't affect them in any way.
Bro, my ex was like that. And I realized she has a carefree attitude. Like, even now watching them, they are so happy without me. You know what I mean? Like, they are so happy just doing whatever the fuck they want. You know what I mean?
I know his ex. That's why it's so funny.
Like, just me being a voice of reason and just, not fun all the time.
I thought she had fun. We all went to Great Adventure. Like, oh, she was having fun then.
She's having
more fun now.
Like, that kind of stuff. Like, hey, let's just impulsively do this and let's impulsively shit. Without thinking about the consequences. Like, they love that shit, man. And it's like, oh, hot girls do that. And that was the thing. My ex was a hot chick. And that's what I realized. Like, I was in the way of you having fun. Go live your life and do hot girl shit.
That's what happened with
shit.
The chick that I was just dating. She's 23 years old, and she's a hot chick. She's, like, at a club, like, shaking her ass and shit. And I'm like, that sounds like a nightmare. Like, if you said you're being punished for something, what is the worst thing? I'm like, make me go shake my ass in a club right now at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, I want to be asleep 7 hours ago. I mean, that's a nightmare, a true nightmare. So that is probably why me and that chick didn't ultimately work out.
Because
I started feeling guilty because she was going to move to Jersey.
Not the baddie that came to the state. Yeah. Oh,
she's gone.
Lewis, I was proud of you about
she's
that.
She's gone. No, I mean, I'm still friends with her.
Whole black dudes used to go, what the fuck?
You know what's funny, though? Lewis, you run through numbers also. You just don't do the full engagement aspect, but you kind of run through.
You
partner,
love hard,
dude.
Fast.
Yeah,
and then it'd be
bro.
Done.
I am a serial monogamist.
Nigga, when we was in Mexico, when you was
what are you talking about?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
Dock that Tulum just to smoke.
Delete. Edit. Abort mission.
Edit that. I'm sorry. Well, yeah. That was years ago, though. That was years ago.
I don't know the timeline. No, actually, that's not true. My closing bit is about getting
years
fucked
ago.
Up in Mexico. Right. Oh, yeah, no, I was with somebody at the time.
But that was Mexico. What
I did
year
nothing.
Was that? Hold on. What year was that?
When the fuck
were shut, you? The just, fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Everyone shut up right now.
Listen.
Say nothing else.
All of our sex stories are from, 3 years before we started comedy.
I just want to know, how many people since then?
Have I been girlfriend and boyfriend with?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I've had a lot of girlfriends.
There you go.
But I'm not. Well, that's what happened with this chick. She it started becoming, she was going to move here. And then I started going, what the fuck am I going to I'm going to make this 23-year-old fucking service girl be like my son's stepmom. I'm expecting her to like cook and clean. And like, that's not what she's trying to do.
That bitch ready for the world. Man, you got to. She's ready for the world.
I was going to ruin her.
She's ready for the world. Nah,
she brings him an apple juice. He's got to put a 20 in her G-string.
Shit.
Keep him coming, Dutz.
Doggy. It was fucking.
She was bananas, bro.
Derek loves her. Derek was looking at her one day, and I was like, "Yeah, this is my girl." He's like, "No, she's not." He denied it. He's like, "Shut up." No, she ain't.
I remember she pulled up to the stand. I was like, "Oh, she had white jeans on." That's why I'll never forget.
Yeah, she has a butt.
I was like, "Wow, good for you, Louis." Then I just chalked it up to the greatness, and I was like, "Good for you, bro."
Look, but that's the thing. Like, I didn't want, I started going, like, all right, I'm gonna make this fucking chick move to New Jersey. There's nothing for her in Jersey. Yeah. It's just,
she's ready for the
And then I started feeling bad. Like, I'm gonna fucking make her bitter. Oh, she's in her prime. These are the best years of her life. 23 to 26. That's it.
No, that's what you're supposed to do. You're
supposed to wipe her up and ruin her?
No, bring her here and ruin her so that other New Yorkers who don't deserve her can get a piece. Yeah. Like, she's a confidence booster for every artist here in New York, you know?
No. That was ultimately the reason why it ended up, like, we had other issues or whatever, but, like, that was the reason why I didn't, like, keep it going, and I didn't want to, like, because, I make bitches fall in love with me.
There
like
you go.
No, shut up, Shannon. Don't fucking mockingly laugh at me. Shannon is secretly in love with me. She can sit here and talk all this shit. Shannon actually, we're gonna give her the lie detector test. Shannon is so fucking attracted to me. It is wild. Okay, there's probably an emotional thing there deep down inside. She denies it. She acts like it's a fucking joke. I know, Shannon. I'm so good at telling when a chick is fucking into me. It's I know it immediately. I'm like, oh, that's a buying sign right there. She's ready to go.
Shannon, Robin Quivers and shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, Shannon, stop acting like I don't know. And I do, I can tell when a chick is into me, and women don't want me to fuck them.
Okay.
Women will fuck me, but a woman, like, if she's going to sleep with me, she's looking for something more than just getting laid that day, because I'm not attractive enough to just be pumping my fucking little dick into you, and that's enough.
Okay.
You know? So that's it. That's what I'm saying. A chick who fucks me, any chick who's willing to have sex with me, I guarantee you would be my girlfriend. Every time.
Wow.
That's an interesting statement.
You,
yeah.
It's an interesting statement. I'm trying
Thank you, everyone.
They'll all be my girlfriend. You won't be my girlfriend. You're going to be my girlfriend.
Well, that's the thing. They all fucking, this is what a chick will do.
You sound like a chick that has to have commitment. If you fuck me, you must be my boyfriend.
Well, no, that's the thing. A chick will wear me down. Like, if a girl's cute, and she sticks around and doesn't let me shake her off. Eventually. Yeah. Eventually. She's got to just hold on like a fucking tick in your dog's neck. Oh. He's trying to get her off. But if she holds on long enough, I'll be like, all right, fine. It's my girlfriend. It's my tick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have a problem. So yeah, Ariana Grande though, I mean, just stop getting married. Just stop. What's the point?
She never gets married. She gets engaged.
No, she gets engaged.
Yeah.
And that's
another side.
She's
of it
smart then. She's doing the right thing. I mean, that's what happened. I did that. I was engaged for a while and I never pulled the trigger on marriage.
Philly.
I just didn't have the bread for it.
Yeah, I'm just far.
Philly niggas do that.
Philly.
Yeah.
Black people, what you like? You was engaged for like 10 years.
No, white trash people do it too.
No. White niggas?
Trash, oh, yeah. White people do all that shit. Hang out together for a while. Like, oh, I've been in his dad's trailer with him for a while. Yeah. So, you know, we're.
Or they live together for 10 years and they're like, so I call him my husband.
Right.
Yeah.
He's been around since my son was two.
Handshake marriage.
Yeah, I mean, I've never even been close to asking a girl to marry me.
No,
the closest was my son's mother, and we were never I remember at one point I was like, all right, if we could just get through a month without fighting, I'll ask you to marry me. Just like 1 month without like a fucking vicious fight, and it never happened. You know, but yeah, just the process of going to fucking buy a ring. You did that whole thing.
Yeah, it was fun. I had fun doing it, man. Shout out to Steven Singer, you know what I mean? Brought my jewelry from there and all that shit. But no, the engagement, everything was cool. The relationship, even that was cool. As we got, it was that factor, though, that factor of, hey, let's do things big without, like, a safety net. and the safety net kind of always falls on me. Mm. Big, big topic of the second one, too. Big, big topic.
If you're somebody's safety net, that bitch isn't safe.
Well, as a dude, you typically are the safety net. You know what I mean? Yeah, well, it's a lot of pressure. Like, yeah, you know, so.
Yeah, look, I'll probably be alone for the rest of my life. It's okay. Unless Shannon just finally gives in. She's just with me. Shannon, you wouldn't even give it a shot, Shannon? Just one fucking. What about a date? What about a date night? We go to dinner?
No, thank you.
Shannon.
Dang! She said, nope. Good for Shannon.
Shannon!
No, I'm too old for you, Lewis.
That is true.
Really?
That is true. But I'm even willing to fucking put that aside.
I think the weird thing is, though, do you really want to know her that way?
Sexually?
Like, beyond sexually. That's what I'm saying. Would you just want to fuck Shannon? Or do
I already love Shannon. I'm already friends with Shannon. So if we were just banging, we'd be together. That's really it. I mean, what is it? If you love someone and you're friends with them and you care about them and fucking you abuse them, if you're not banging, you know, that's the issue. All we need to do is incorporate the sex, Shannon, and then we're together.
That's fly, right, Shannon? No?
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well,
not at all.
Eventually, you're going to regret this, Shannon. When you're fucking old and barren.
No, you know what? Like,
you're going to regret it. She's going to sit there. I'm going to be a fucking multimillionaire. I'm going to be extremely fucking wealthy. And my body's going to be Jack fucking Diesel. And then, Shannon, you're going to sit there and you're going to regret it. You're going to be like, holy shit, I'm 45 years old. My eggs are dried up. I'm fucking still working for fucking pennies on the dollar as a producer. What the fuck happened here? Where am I? And now I'm off with some other bitch. You don't ever think about that, Shannon? That's not going through your head regularly.
Everything else about that, except for you being with another bitch, I think about.
Dang, well,
I hope Lewis ends up with some hood black chick.
That'll be
all of this
poetry.
A hood black chick is who you settle down with.
I just hope I end
with.
Up with a chick with a hood.
That's not a circumcised chick.
I couldn't be with a hood black chick.
Why not?
Have you tried?
When I was younger, I went on a few dates with a hood black chick named Princess.
Princess.
Yeah.
Black chick name.
How about it?
Far from a princess. We have no idea.
What are the odds that she had Princess tattooed on her inscript?
She definitely had Princess tattooed on her inscript right here on her chest.
Yeah. Okay.
She had two kids. She brought one of the kids with me to the date. She brought her son. To the date.
Yeah.
And I didn't even fuck. I still made out with her right over the stroller.
Correct, yeah.
Oh, okay. He was in the stroller. You don't know.
I'm gross.
No, she was probably trying to make the baby daddy jealous. So, yeah, that was dangerous.
Whatever it was. But, I mean, look, it was kind of smart on her.
You got this nigga out with my son.
That is sort of crazy. You got to think about that. Like, I remember another time I hooked up with this fucking. She cheated on her, this chick. I was maybe 19. She was like 21. Smoking hot, dark-skinned Dominican girl, but kind of fucking hood. And she was dating a straight up gang member. Like he was a Crip or a Blood or something. He was like face tattoos, big motherfucker, really like scary fucking dude.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah. I still fucked her. Still hooked up with her. Like against every fucking instinct. Pussy is so strong. Like you give up your safety.
Yeah.
To do that.
That's how you get pussy. Yeah.
And you got to think the only reason she would probably fuck around on him, it's not just to get dick. It's like there's an ulterior thing there, right? So it's either she wants to either leave him, which is dangerous, or
no,
she's trying to make him jealous.
Attention. Yeah, she wants his attention.
And I think I was just like a pawn in that game. Nothing ever came of it, but I mean, I was probably so close to death, like without even realizing, I was probably really close. But that was back in the day before there were cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
This is why you can't fuck around with women behind their men's back anymore. Because it's not even like... You could have the fucking most honest bitch in the world. Or, no, I guess she's not the most honest. But you could have a bitch that's, like, just down. She's like, yeah, I just want to fuck you. You know, I'm sure, whatever. Me and my husband, or me and my man, you know, it's whatever it is, right?
Okay.
She's like, I'll never tell him. You know, he's crazy, whatever. All she's got to do is fuck up once and leave a text message. All she's got to do is fuck. And every time I've ever been caught fucking around, it's because I've left my phone open, some texts have come through, whatever it is. I mean, I'm telling you right now.
Forgot your iPad was tethered. To your cell phone.
Wait, what happened?
Forgot your iPad was tethered to your cell phone.
Is that how you got caught once?
Yeah, no, that's how I got caught.
My kids.
I'm not quoting an exact story you told me.
My kids got
caught. Oh, no, it wasn't an iPad. It was a computer.
Okay.
So yeah. That's
how I got caught once.
That's how my ex, one of her friend's husbands got caught. all the kids were over playing on the iPad, and these text messages kept coming up from his side chick. And it was just so funny to me because I'm like, yeah, told you, they're not in love. Like, he's just worked over. You know what I mean? Like, that was a you guys probably have never been in that situation where, like, you're being compared to another relationship, but, like, that man, he's just defeated.
Oh,
and they're like, why can't you be more like him? And it's like, I'll never be like him because I'm a man. You know what I mean?
Do you ever... You ever play that game Heads Up on your cell phone?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, where you hold
your cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
Like this, and then they got to read clues, and you got to give the clues. So it's like if it's a porcupine, you're like, it's spiny. It walks on all fours. But it's like, anytime I have that game, I can never play it with a girlfriend because I'm so afraid of, like, some text message is going to pop up in the middle of it.
Another girl's pussy.
Is that the answer?
Doggy.
Pass.
Yeah. I remember. Pass. Yeah. I was playing that with my ex one time and just sweating, like, this game sucks. I don't even want to play it. Why are we playing this stupid game? Fuck that, dude. What, Shannon?
I caught a guy doing that similar thing. Not exactly that game, but it was a trivia game where we had to take turns holding his cell phone and we were playing with his daughter. And this is my ex-boyfriend that we were attempting to, like, get back together. But there was this one, like, Dominican stripper whore that always got in the middle of our relationship.
From your perspective.
Yeah.
From our perspective, this one bad bitch.
Literally a hooker. And so we're playing the game, and then while the phone was in my hand, I saw her Snapchatting him. And this is like 4 years later.
Oh, no.
The same girl.
Same girl that was fucking around with. Wow. And you were like, you know what? Fuck you. Did you say it in front of the kid?
No, I said it to him. I was like, oh, I think you got a message. So
oh, no. Oh, that moment. And then he doesn't have time to think.
Yeah, and his kid's there. So
all you need is 32 seconds to come up with the plan. In that moment, you need 30 seconds of...
You wish you had a thing where you just go, boom.
Yeah. All right. What did I do here? All right. Every time I've been caught. All right, let me think this through. All you got to do is fucking be smart and come up with a good fucking plan, because women, they're emotional. They want
to
believe you. The problem with women is they want to believe you. So you give them the fucking thing. You're like, no, it was this at the other end. They go, all right, fine. And if you can make the story even somewhat, if the dots connect even slightly, you can get a woman to believe you.
Yeah, but then if one thing falls, if one card falls in that house of cards, the whole thing falls.
Oh, no. Well, you're no longer building on this foundation. You know it's going to collapse one day. You're just buying yourself
some
time.
Oh, well, that's
time.
It. That's the problem is, no matter what,
it's a sinking boat and you have a bucket.
Right.
Tossing
you're
out
just
water.
Like,
yeah, you only got 10 fingers. You plug up one of the holes with one of them. Like, here we go.
You better start looking for a way out. Right? Yeah.
No, you're right. That's exactly what happens. The foundation gets cracked and you go, well, now this is, it's going to be underground. It's going to be, it's over. But you want to buy more time, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. But that's sort of what happened with my last relationship as well. She caught me doing some shady shit on Instagram. And as soon as, it wasn't even that bad. It was just like chick sending me shit. And it wasn't, I wasn't being the best guy about it.
Okay.
But it wasn't like, I wasn't cheating. I wasn't doing anything like that. But once that, you put that sort of, lack of trust into the relationship, then it's over. Then it becomes every little fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
Cheat seed.
The cheat seed.
Yeah. Interesting.
I don't know if I could ever truly be faithful.
Die.
Yeah, because it's like you a part of you's got to die, man. A part of you has got to die. You got to die to fully commit. That's like, remember the Superman 2 shit. You know what I mean? When Superman had to give up being Superman to truly
be with Lois. Lane.
And then when he was with her, like, without his powers, she lost interest in the motherfucker.
Of course. Know? Now he's just a nerdy fucking, what is he, a newspaper reporter?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus. Like the whole time.
Right.
Terrible.
So,
best part of that movie when he got his powers back and went back to the bar and whooped that nigga's ass and dragged him across the room. Like, been working out.
And then he realized, why would I ever commit to this one bitch? Yeah. Superman 3, Superman 4, let's go, right?
Oh, that's right. Lois Lane was
Richard
Adrian,
Pryor.
Right?
Yeah.
Lois Lane was Adrian.
Yeah. Yeah, on that one, yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
So,
That's
crazy. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
she's
good.
Not even that attractive.
Nah.
You're not giving up being a god for Adrian. Maybe Margot for Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande, you're like, yo, all right, fuck it. You take my cape. Let's
but
go
I'm
party.
But I'm talking about Superman put his hands in the thing and zapped his powers out. Oh, that shit.
Can't do that. Yeah. Otherwise, you're done.
Yeah. I mean, if I was going to be with a chick, and I'll never... We're gonna probably delete this episode at one point because I don't want to lay this... I can't lay this out this clearly. I'm being honest with you guys. I can't lay it out that clearly for a woman. If a woman wants me to be truly committed.
Truly.
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 She has to have all my passwords and complete unlimited access to everything, like at all times. I'd have to want to be with her so much that I would say
first password Wags VR.
Don't you ever forget that one.
But if I would have to give her my passwords to absolutely everything. I would have to say you can take my phone because that would keep me honest. I would have to create a check and balance system for myself,
okay,
where I wouldn't be tempted to fuck around because the temptation. You got to understand what I'm dealing with here, okay? Like, I was a fucking fat kid in Rockland County, New York, who grew up fucking dirt poor, grew up abused. And when I started getting attention from women when I got a little bit older, it was like, you know, you didn't have that. As a kid, I was the kid in, like, the sixth grade who all my friends had a girlfriend, and I didn't have one. So, like, they started asking all their girlfriend's friends if they'd be my girlfriend. It was just a bunch of no's.
Oh, man.
A goddamn nightmare.
Good move on
like
those
guys. Like, a goddamn
though,
nightmare.
Yeah, but every one of those knows.
Got me closer to a yes. You're right. Yeah. You're 100%. But I learned that in my older age. And then with having that knowledge of sort of like going like, oh, I understand how to get women now. I understand
and
how to talk to women
now. And you spent all those winters stocking up on nose.
The fire's getting low. Give me some nose I can throw in.
But that ended up giving me, it's not even like I started being able to get hot chicks when I was in high school. I started understanding the concept of how to pull chicks when I was in high school. And then you start having the confidence, and they read the confidence. I was a fat fuck. My first year of college was over 300 pounds. I still
Black
had a banging ass girlfriend.
As ever.
So, but then once you have that confidence, you know what I'm saying? The girls see that confidence first. It's almost like a hot, if you're a fat guy and you're confident enough to go start hitting on a smoking hot chick, she's like, what the fuck does he have that I don't know about? And that unknown, like women are fucking just dick brains. They don't even
they don't know what they want to fuck.
It's like it's like a dog like looking at a TV with another dog on it. Like they just don't know what's happening.
I've
like,
seen girls be tricked into fucking other girls that put on hats. Like a dyke chick could be like, hey, what's going on, ma? And she'd be like, she's so charismatic. Wait a minute, I'm not even gay. Like, yeah, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, women are fucking, women are dolts.
The girl in Jankos and a wife beater, she's just got her arm wrapped around the pretty girl, staring at men.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Like, what you going to do?
They sit on the stoop at the gay pride parade, and it'll be like a Dominican girl in a wife beater and jeans, and then with the boxers up.
Yeah.
And they literally have, like, their girl in a headlock, and they just look at men as they walk
by.
Yeah, no. Like, this one's mine.
These bitches, fight like this.
Yeah.
Yo, they fight like this.
I love seeing when like the studs try to take on dudes and get dropped. I have yet to see many studs win these fights when they
step
up.
Yeah, I'm trying to see a stud with hands.
Yeah, because they're still little.
But it's so funny that they
dolty stick brain women.
But they have everything down pat. They got all of this.
Yeah. Oh yeah, my nigga.
But the problem is, what they're doing is they are women. That what that woman is doing is she's mimicking what she's seeing a guy do, and
but
she doesn't understand.
I love it when they rip the shirt off
this shit.
And act like there's not titties right there. Yeah. I love when they rip the shirt. Come on, pussy.
Yo, let's go.
Yeah, those are like real C cups.
She's holding her crotch. What are you holding?
Nice
you're not holding anything.
I've never seen. Those are really nice titties.
Yeah.
Her nice fighting stance, fight. If it was a video, it was like, McDonald's, 4 a.m. Yeah.
I also like to see when lesbians put strap-ons on and they stroke. The stroke looks so awful. Like, have you ever seen the way a lesbian throws the dick into another one and you're just like, that looks terrible. You're not doing that right. You know
over-aggressive.
What I mean?
There's no grace.
I've never, I did watch recently a dyke lesbian get fucked by two guys.
Nice.
And it was like, it wasn't against her will or anything. That was just like the angle on the porn. And she was not having a good time.
I'd like kind of like to see that.
Yeah, I'll send you a link. But, you know, the thing is, like, women, you
get
know.
Get our headset ready.
So there's a saying in sales, which is when they cry, they buy. Right? So if you're selling something, if you can. And what you do is you're looking for emotional triggers for people. So if you're selling them a car, if I'm selling you a car, first I check your credit. Before we even get into my office, let's run a credit check.
Hey, you're not going to lend this to a crackhead, are you?
So, no, but what I'm asking you is, I'm looking. I'm finding out you have kids. I'm finding out that you, you know. So if you've got, oh well, this car is, you know, safety features. You want to watch your kid graduate college. You're going to drive your, you're going to drive your kid to school every day in this car. I'm looking for those emotional triggers, right? When I was selling gym memberships, you know, that's what I look for. I find somebody has kids. I was like, well, this isn't even about the way you look. This is about living as long as possible, so you could walk your daughter down the aisle one day, and then they're like, yeah. And that's it. And they buy right there. And then women are emotional as fuck, right? They're built on emotion. They fucking cry all the time. So if you can get a woman to cry, that's it. You can fuck her. So that's my advice to everyone on
now,
this that's listening
right
now.
Does it have to be an emotional cry, or can she just be crying because the food is spicy?
Whatever it is, if they cry, they buy. If you get her to, if you, it could be hate. Like, every woman that has ever hated me first, I end up hooking up with. A girl that, like, legitimately hates
me. I've had that before.
A lot. I mean, not every. I should say everyone. But I've hooked up with a lot of women who seemingly hated me at first. They're like, I fucking hate this guy. And then that emotion, you're already there. You've already gotten to the emotional point with them, yeah. Right? So you're getting that's out of the way, right? Yeah. So now it's just a one step over to fucking hooking up or getting you to like me. Getting somebody to fall in love with you is the opposite end of that emotion. That's a hard process. To get somebody to really fall in love. Getting somebody to hate you is fucking easy as shit. You're like, shut up, you fat bitch. She's like, I hate this guy.
Yeah.
You call me fat. What's going on? Why do I want to fuck him? I'm telling you right now. This is some fucking, what do they call it? Gaslighting.
Reverse psychology. Gaslighting,
right? Is that what this is? Am I gaslighting?
Negging. That's the negging part.
Easy. There's two.
Whoa.
Shannon, what the fuck is wrong with you? We have two guests. I'm sorry, guys.
I know what negging is. It's N-E-G. You fuck anyway.
Negnog.
Okay, real quick, we must thank Empire Direct for supporting today's show. This is for people that are over the age of 21 years old. You're going to love this, okay? Empire Direct is the best place to grab Delta H THC, which is basically fucking weed, okay? It's not...
It gets you there. I got the pen in my pocket right now.
It gets you super stoned. Now, everyone knows, like, I haven't been smoking. I'm completely sober right now, but I'm not fucking preaching to you saying you got to be sober. Get fucked up, dog. If I had the ability to get fucked up and not let it ruin my fucking life, I would be doing this. I'd be getting drunk and stoned every single day. And before I quit smoking weed, I was smoking Delta 8 THC all the live long day. It gets you super stoned. It's quality, lab test verified, and they have incredible prices. They really do. They have vape cartridges, gummies, distillates, soft gels, and tinctures. This is legal in 42 states. It's not going to become illegal. What's happening right now is they're making regular weed legal all over the place, but this is comparable to CBD, and that is legal almost everywhere. The only difference between this and THC is this chemical actually does get you stoned. CBD is just designed to sort of help you get back into homeostasis and feel better. This is designed to get you fucking high, and it just happens to be legal, at the very least for the time being. So go get it right now, 42 states. Go check out where you can buy it. Go to hempiredirect.com, hempiredirect.com, and you use the promo code GAS50, G-A-S-50. You're going to save 50% off your first order.
That's huge.
It's already cheap. It's already inexpensive. 50% off your whole order. Go do that right now. Go buy a bunch of Empire Direct Delta 8 THC and you will absolutely love it. Okay. Where were we? So yeah, the point is, okay.
Neggings are tight jeans for black people.
Neggings.
Neggings.
I like it.
You're fucking awful, Zach. But I'm not mad. It's kind of was kind of funny.
You can't be mad at Zach.
That was kind of funny.
Look at him. What else is he supposed to do?
For black people.
He's an autistic comedian. Come
Neggings.
On.
That's all right. I liked it. I can't say that I didn't like it. All right, that was all right.
Son wins lawsuit after mom throws away his best porno magazines. David Working, 42, sued his parents, Beth and Paul Working, after they tossed out what a judge called a trove of pornography and an array of sex toys.
Dang.
Fuck.
Workings contends damages are around $25,000. The parents had kept some materials described as the worst of the worst in the safety deposit box. Concerned it could be illegal, Ottawa County Sheriff's Department reviewed the materials and found no evidence of child pornography. The charges resulted. Wow, his parents were fucking... My son could literally kill a baby in front of me. I'm like, well, we got to hide this baby's body.
Yes, because he's... Your son at how old is your son now?
Seven.
He's got 42. He's not 42, still living in the basement
with a cornucopia with $25,000 of porn.
Dude, a cornucopia.
Trust
me.
A cornucopia.
That is a stress on your relationship. Like, the guy has not had sex in years as a result of this kid being in the house.
Just DNA all over the basement.
Yeah.
Just gross. Now, is it
the amount of porn that he had, or was he collecting like crazy vintage something valuable?
Yeah, because here's the thing, like, is it just porn, or is he like a fucking? Is he? You're right. Is he?
Did he have like a run of original Playboys that were worth a ton of money?
Mm. Yeah, or like fucking the first dildo ever made in Egypt that fucking some fucking pharaoh used on his fucking mistress, like some shit like that. Like
a marital aid is what they used to call him.
Yeah, I mean, if that's a good point. Like, what is? It's easy to call this,
if it's a million boxes of a dollar magazines, I'm like, yeah, you gotta get rid of that shit.
Yeah,
but if it's like if it was collecting baseball cards, then yeah, it was probably some spite involved.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
regardless, he probably should have sold some of that and moved out.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Use that as a down payment.
Hold on,
yeah.
What? It was videos, magazines, and toys. He searched. The damages are around $25,000.
Damn.
It's a lot of porn.
So they threw. Did he also? Does it say that he lived with them?
Boxes. Yeah. It was described as.
Why else would they be
boxes
throwing it away?
Of porn.
But did he live with them? Because it doesn't say that.
Oh
what
yeah,
I read.
He moved in with his parents. One second. Yeah, it said he moved back in with his parents, and then his parents found a dozen boxes of pornographic films and magazines, and then he realized they went missing. And kind of, I guess, confronted them about it. And
we're calling this guy a fucking creep. I got to be honest with you. I don't have a problem with this guy. All right, here's the thing.
No, I'm not saying he's a creep.
42 years old. Look, maybe the guy can't get laid. Maybe he fucking, if you have boxes of porn.
Maybe he called off an engagement with Ariana Grande.
I believe that he was collecting them as collector's items. Because there's no boxes. You're not jerking off to boxes of porn. We have the internet. Okay, so if he's addicted to just masturbating to pornographic materials, he's got a computer. There is an unlimited amount of stuff that's out there. If I had to guess, this was some fucking vintage shit. He was like, I've been collecting this for years. I have fucking the first penthouse ever. I have the, you know, yeah. And his parents threw away something that's very valuable. I say good for the fucking judge for, you know, deciding against him. If they invited him to live in their house, simple as that. You can't take somebody's property and fucking destroy it because you don't agree with it. His parents sound like a bunch of fucking nerds. That's what happened. I remember my sister, I had a Pamela Anderson porno, or not porno, I had the Pamela Anderson Playboy.
Oh, I thought you said sex tape.
I had the sex tape too. I bought it when I was 12 years old from the gas station. That guy didn't give a fuck. He was like, sure, give me the money. It's great. Loved it.
Crazy voice. It's a good voice. But anyway,
I do voices sometimes. I don't know if you guys know that. That's my deli owner. You guys haven't heard deli owner? Thank you. Come again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye, young man. Simple as that. So
you must pay for that smart water.
Spit up.
So
Spit up. Sorry, you opened up the naked juice and drank it in front of me.
My mother let me get a Playboy subscription when I was like 12 or 13 years old. So the Playboys would come to my house every month, a brand new Playboy. And it was like Christmas morning, once a month. They're like, oh, I got a new fucking magazine. And my favorite one was Pamela Anderson. Pull up some of the Pamela Anderson celebrity ones, not the old ones. I'll show you exactly which one it was. She was on a beach at one point. There was like, you see the sand sort of on her pussy. That was kind of hot to me in a weird
Baywatch.
Way.
Baywatch.
No, it wasn't Baywatch. It was a Playboy.
Oh, yeah, that's so funny.
Just got a wild imagination.
No, if you pull it up, I remember it was a black cover. You can just pull up Pamela Anderson Playboy and hit image, because I'll show you the cover of it. And I remember my sister, we used to fucking just fight like fucking crazy.
She wanted it also?
No, she was just a bitch.
Okay.
And I remember one time she locked me out. And fucking locked the door, and you could see through the window when she went and got my Playboy and stood at the window, and I was like, no. She started just tearing up the page in front of me. I mean, you should have seen fat little 12-year-old Lewis crying over his Playboy. Ah! Dude, I was so upset.
How did you ever learn trust for your sister again? Because my last time being here, she was helping out with shit at your house.
Yeah, I actually might be starting a podcast with my sister. We're going to start the Gomez Watches Seinfeld podcast. I think we've agreed to do it.
Jesus Christ.
I've never seen a single episode of Seinfeld.
How old was she when she did this porno thing to you? How old was she?
She's 2 years older than me, so she was maybe 14. I was maybe 13 or 14. She was 2 years older.
Wow, okay. She is a mean bitch.
Savage.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I mean, just like literally just the elation that she had just to tear Pamela in half, and then I'm like, not again, I can glue it, please stop. I was so upset.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Shannon?
I don't see a cover where she's on a beach.
Well, she's not on the beach on the cover.
The cover is black.
Yeah, the black one right there. That's the one right there. That's it. And yeah, it's that. Wait, maybe it wasn't.
Oh, she looks a little older.
The Christian, yeah, she was older. Okay. The Christian Slater interview. Fabulous new photos of Pam. Yeah, she was fucking.
She looked kind of black there. Looked like a little bit like T-Boss.
I used to love her. She was the fucking shit back in the day.
Yeah, maybe.
And Pamela Anderson?
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't know that I was into butts back then, but there was something about her that wasn't right, and it made sense when we figured out butts was what we was into. Because, like, for us as black kids, television was pushing the traditional beauty, and I wasn't really accepting it. Like, her, she was a hot one at the time. Cindy Crawford was someone else that they were pushing as, like, hotter than hot, and I just didn't understand.
Well, Cindy Crawford back then, she was just beautiful. I mean, if you, like... I think it's also like it's lost on us because we have Instagram models now and we have but they only had a few supermodels back in the day. And yeah, it was
right. But what I'm saying was I wasn't into any of them.
Really?
Like, I didn't get it. And then when people started showing up with asses, I'm like, okay, this makes sense.
Asses got big to everybody. Like, as it became a thing in the past decade, it just became a thing. Because, like, those Victoria's Secret models, like, none of those girls had, like, crazy asses. They had, they were cute.
Yeah. Tyra Banks was not cute to me because she didn't have an ass.
Tyra Banks looked like a fucking deer.
I still love Tyra, man.
She kind of looked like an alien.
Like, early Victoria's Secret Tyra wasn't bad.
She ain't no butt. There's no body.
She had some titties, though.
There was I used to be into that one. That one.
But yeah, you're right. I could see that, though. Oh, damn.
Yeah, but that's a flat butt for a black chick.
Yeah.
Heavy fucking tit, though. Look at that.
But shit, Tyra still. That's higher learning Tyra, too. Yeah, man. Yeah, she could still.
I mean, she's cute, but look at that butt is nothing. That's a shit butt shitty butt.
Look at the further cheek. Ain't nothing there on.
Discolored.
Which is funny because I think most chicks on Instagram look like this anyway. It's just they doctored a photo up.
You know that is, she's not as hot as the average Instagram thought.
No, not at all.
But she's also not posed to have a big ass. I'm sure she could bend differently and look different.
Bang, because she's sucking it in a little bit, like she's pushing it in. Because even,
yeah, but I think smaller butts were, I think she was probably embarrassed about having more of a curvier body.
Correct.
Because everyone was stick thin back then.
Right.
Round video with Tupac. All them chicks was pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty
normal
with the onesies on. See, yeah. God damn, Tyra can still get it, though.
A little flat butt, though. Look at that flat butt she's got on her. It's terrible.
Pretty bad.
Fuck shit out
that's a terrible butt.
Pamela was like that, too. Pamela's butt, it was like that.
Who were the Victoria's Secret models that were big? It was the one Brazilian chick, Adriana Lima. That bitch, when I was, 16, 17, I think she was out,
bad. They was.
It hurt to look at that bitch. Right. It hurt. It was like, God, I mean, are you fucking kidding me? Mm. But even now, it's sort of like, she would just fall into the background. Wouldn't even fucking matter. Oh, no, she wouldn't. She wouldn't fall in the background. She's still doing pretty good, to be honest with you.
The cheek got a little bit more.
Yeah, but honestly, her butt's not great.
It's not great.
Her butt's not great.
But that's also something weird going on there. Look at how light it is. Something's been done to that. So I don't know.
It's sort of, that's not the right shape.
Yeah, something's going on.
Whatever happened, girls figured out how to make their fucking butts great. They started doing squats, and that was it. And then it became a fucking thing. Now, if you don't have an ass now and you're trying to come to the table, it ain't happening.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
What were you into back then? Like, where were you at?
Hoagies.
Spice Girls lollipops. Trish Stratus, for all the wrestling chicks.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was like my coming, like my adolescence was like all the girls that were on Raw.
Okay.
the hot bitches.
Like, who were the girls?
Trish Stratus, Lita.
Yeah.
See, you're a little bit younger than me. So those bitches were after my time. So the girls that I liked in wrestling, like Sonny, when Sonny came out,
incredible.
I mean, just goddamn, dude. Sonny was so hot. Once again, would hurt to look at. Like, I mean,
the first Playboy I saw was
Derek Gaines.
Sable. The first Playboy I saw was Sable.
Yeah, Sable's kind of hot.
She's like hot, like. For an old man, like she's like what an old man thinks is a hot lady.
Okay, I got.
She was also Oh yeah, look at Sonny, dude.
She was
fucking great, dude.
She was married to Mark Marrow. They got divorced.
Yeah, she was married to the guy who was doing a Little Richard character in the
WWE.
But
he was also a Golden Gloves champion.
Was he?
And then I guess he got pissed. Was like, no other wrestler could date her. And then Brock Lesnar wanted to date her. And he was like, have fun.
Yeah.
enjoy it. And now Brock Lesnar just fucking punches deers in the face and comes in Sable.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dude, have you seen Brock Lesnar's daughter?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, she.
Or have I?
She looks like Brock Lesnar's leg.
She looks like Brock Lesnar in a. Like she fell off him like the Cloverfield monster.
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
She's the fourth ranked shot putter in the world.
Dang.
Girls throwing shot put.
Yep. I'm gonna fuck you.
Yeah. Is that girl gonna fuck you? Be like, okay, ma'am.
All right. Whatever yeah, you need, I mean, I would, please don't hurt me.
I would fuck. I wouldn't wife it. But I'd fuck for the experience.
For a story, right? Story and experience.
I remember we
story and experience.
I was this close to getting hooked up with Leslie Johnson. There was a time when Michael Che was gonna hook me up.
Oh, Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones. Yeah, because she was like having trouble like finding sex in New York.
I was like,
I would kind of fuck, and he was like, "Would you really?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And
for the
he
story.
Was like, but he was definitely like, all right, man, but this is my friend, so you got to treat her right. And I'm like, oh, so like, don't tell her about my family? So he like took his phone and put it back in his pocket. Wow. But yeah, unfortunately, like, yeah, I can't walk arm in arm and treat her.
I mean, she has your face. So that would be difficult for me because I would be thinking about your face the whole
time.
But
she probably fucks like a fucking champ. Dude.
Champ. Like, no, she's got no holds barred.
I don't know that that's true. I mean, maybe, look, black chicks can fuck. Black chicks, first of all, the best head I ever got in my entire life, I was in the 11th grade. This bitch was, I mean, just a straight up like product of like just a fucking crack house. This bitch was gross.
Enthusiastic.
She was supposed to be wearing a weave or something, but she just never did. So it was just a fucking short fucking,
I saw a whole family of those on the train yesterday.
I mean, she was fucking gross. And one time we were just outside and she was like, I'll suck your dick. And I was like, all right. And then I was like, I guess I'll fucking do this. It's gross. And then she sucked my dick and it was wild.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, I was like, oh.
Do you understand? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, she was like, yeah.
There's pullback on it.
It was fucking wild, right. Dude. And I, every time I put my hand on her nebula head, I was like, all right, let me not do that. But she was like,
it's right. Like the movie Critters.
You weren't even horny.
Yes, that's her haircut. She had a Critters haircut. Pull up Critters. I swear to God, that's what it felt like.
Oh, no. Shit.
She had a critter cut.
We all knew what it was. Why did you have to say that?
Critter cut. No.
Now we have to see exactly. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Critters.
Yeah,
man.
Anytime you want.
But that's dope head. Like, to go from not being interested in head to like, oh, wow, this is the best head I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, the issue was.
Just pull back. You don't know whether it's wet.
She had an eye patch?
Oh. Wet and dry.
Is this a new Critters or are these like toys?
Yeah, no, that is the new Critters.
I didn't know they even made a new Critters.
It's on Shutter. It's a miniseries of things.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, Critters was fucking. Those are like my movies. Like fucking Critters.
Yeah, I remember.
Critters was like Welfare Gremlins.
Yeah, it's 100% what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have.
But it was cool. It was a way to get into scary movies as a kid. We talked about this on your show. You know what I mean? Like the first scary movies that I was able to get through had to have like Gremlins or like
that. Was Gremlins, Ghoulies, and Critters.
Ghoulies. Yes, Ghoulies. Yes, Ghoulies. Yes, Ghoulies were in the toilet. Yeah. Ghoulies came out of the toilet.
They went to college.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Are those movies appropriate for kids at all now or no? They're all like fucking titties and gore?
No, but they're definitely not. The gore is enough that I would wait a few years.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, dude, black chicks, I've had a great time. Black chicks are really good in bed. I'll never forget that girl. I wonder what she's doing right now.
On SNL?
It's actually Leslie Jones.
She's hosting Supermarket Sweep.
I don't want to keep on rehashing bits, but that is one of the fucking funniest things ever, that what Zach pointed out. They had like a black couple on Supermarket Sweep.
Dude, the first episode, these two black girls, and they're like literally like fucking.
You know Supermarket Sweep, you know the show?
I know Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah, I remember.
We all fantasize about being on Supermarket Sweep.
First of all, like they pick team names. And they were literally like Team Chitlins.
Oh,
and it's this girl with braids, and in between questions, she's like scratching her scalp.
Yeah, it's bad.
And they're just being
so you know
they're really over the top about it.
You know the part where like you at the end where you have to go through and you have to shop and you have to whoever has the most expensive card at the end of the show wins. But in the aisles, there's
inflatables.
Hidden, yeah, like the big inflatable things like that are bonuses that are worth more money.
Okay. Oh yeah. No.
He's got a giant water. Get it, Jania, get it!
And I want you to try and not to go, it's not funny.
Oh, that's so not fucked up.
She picked it, so it's not.
You know.
With Leslie Jones hosting Supermarket Sweep, just be called Scatter.
Yeah, so.
This is Leslie Jones with He Ain't Looking.
Oh, no. He ain't looking.
All right, so
fuck it. I can't even say shit. I'm just laughing. This is Leslie Jones.
It is Christmas week, and I know you guys are thinking about last-minute gifts right now. I don't know if this will make it by Christmas, but this is a great gift. Give somebody a fucking IOU, because in my opinion, this is probably the best thing you can get a man or a woman this Christmas. It is the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0. It is the best ball trimmer in the world, okay? I have two of them. I use one for my head, and I use one for my balls. It really is great.
Sometimes he switches hands.
Yeah, it's super quiet. I keep my shit so trim and tight now. When I used to have to use scissors or regular clippers, I wouldn't do it because I was terrified. I've cut myself before. I've nicked myself before. It's a dangerous thing to do. To go down and trim yourself, you have to really be super careful. With the Lawnmower 3.0, I close my fucking eyes. I do it in the shower. I go, pull my dick up. Just, I do it in a minute. My fucking whole shit is perfect. Shannon, how great does my dick look?
I assume it looks wonderful.
You fucking look. Shannon, can I send you a picture of my trimmed crotch?
I believe you.
Shannon, come on. Don't be an idiot. Let me just send you a picture so then you can tell all the fans how much you enjoy looking at my crotch.
You can show Zach.
Fine, Zach. Here, look at a picture of my trim crotch. Look at it.
Shannon, you don't know what you're missing.
It really is great. It's advanced skin-safe technology. It's nearly impossible to cut yourself with the Lawnmower 3.0. It's every man that wants to keep himself looking neat and trim down there should be using this. I use one of the guards, like I use trimmer number one, so it's not like to the skin. It doesn't look like a weirdo fucking new age porn star with a bare baby dick. No. It looks manly, but it looks very, very trimmed. It's water-resistant technology, so you could do it in the shower. And the best feature, in my opinion, is the LED light, because I love to trim my dick hair in the dark. That's my favorite. I love to just go into a closet, dark closet, and just trim the fuck out of it, okay? And I know you do too as well, Zach.
The less of me I can see, the better.
Yes. So right now, if you want 20% off plus free shipping, go to manscaped.com, manscaped.com, and use the promo code REALASS. You're going to save 20% off. You're going to get free shipping. Your balls are going to thank you. Your girl's going to thank you. Your boyfriend's going to thank you. Whoever's in your fucking life that's sucking on those fat balls, they're going to thank you. Go do it right now. Manscaped.com. Promo code REALASS for 20% off and free shipping. Okay, let's get back into it. I have to... What happened with this Walmart brawl? There's another
Walmart brawl.
I thought we weren't even going to have these. Didn't we not have like Black Friday brawls this year?
I don't know. What the fuck did I do on Black Friday? That seemed like ages ago.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Let's see. Dylan, what is this? Two women can be seen. This is Shannon's story.
Yeah. It's they suspect that this is a fight over a PS5. It started out with yelling, and then somebody ended up getting knocked out.
Oh, I did see this. Yeah. I didn't realize they were at Walmart. I love it because you don't really see girls get knocked out.
Pause it for a second. First of all, you never see a bitch take her jacket off. That you know this girl has had a fight. Because in order to even be there, you have to know that you had to have been into a fight and go like, hey, this jacket's going to be restricting. I already know that. There has to be data there.
They can get a hold of my jacket.
Yeah, yeah. This bitch knows how to fight. If you see a bitch rolling up her sleeves or taking her jacket off.
Or taking her earrings out.
Yeah, well, taking the earrings out. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Because that means somebody's pulled her earrings.
Somebody's pulled an earring out of her head before, and she knows now. She knows better. But this bitch is getting ready. As soon as the jacket's coming off, it's like, all right, let's fucking go.
Is hilarious that she's in Walmart with that kind of energy.
So right now, just what I'm saying, I don't see the other chick really.
Christmas shopping.
I don't see the other chick really, but I'm telling you right now, this chick in the pink pants, first of all, she got thick thighs. And a big ass. She's got some fucking strength there. Bet you I got my money on it. Don't say okay. I know you.
No,
I know
no,
you.
No.
Don't say
nothing. I want to add a factor to help figure out how you pick. Because
I'm picking her right now.
I go based off of the shoes.
You've seen.
I'm
say nothing.
You.
I don't want you to lead us because we're gambling right now on this.
But I'm telling you, when I watch fight videos, I base who has the better sneakers as the winner.
Like okay. The better, like more expensive, or
that is also how he would vote for president.
So she's got a little bit of a heel on her, and I gotta see. Let's see, play it a little bit. All right, so pause it right now. This other chick wants no piece of this bitch. You see her energy, body language.
I didn't
walking
see the
away.
Girl.
The girl, she's walking away right now. She got her back turned to her.
Oh,
she wants no piece of this. This chick has her jacket off. She's standing up. What's up? Let's go. What's Pink up? Pants is about to fuck this girl up. I'm telling you right now.
This bitch.
Go ahead.
Yeah, back to her.
Okay. And that pausing again.
Be over.
So, yeah. Girl in the black shirt.
She's paying for her shit.
She's paying for her shit, which is not very hood. She also just said. She also just said in the weakest voice ever. She goes, I'll beat your ass. Like, she didn't believe it. She does not believe she's going to win this fight. I'm telling
she
you right now.
She looked down when she said it.
She looked down. I'll beat your ass. Because now she's got other people looking. I think she's, is that her kid or somebody else? I don't know.
She's just trying to save face.
Is that
okay.
guy in a wheelchair or is that the short person?
You know people are in between you. You're like, all right, I'll beat your ass, whatever. Go ahead.
Put a mask on.
Oh, she put her mask on. Yeah, if you want to fight, you're not putting a mask on. Look, look.
Why was it off to begin with?
God damn it. Why can black people not hold a camera phone straight ever?
Because if you get caught filming, it turns on you.
Pause it. I've had that happen before as well, where two guys were arguing in the hood. And I was like this. And the one guy, you saw him look at me, he was like, yo, why are you recording? I was like, you know what? You're right. I was like, why am I recording? I'm sorry.
It turns. You want the video, but you got to be careful. It turns on you.
Because if they're about to commit a crime, they're like, you're not catching me on fucking.
Yeah.
You're not catching me on film committing a crime, motherfucker. They're not going to beat your ass and take your phone.
You're worse than this opponent that I'm about to go up
against. It's in the cloud. It's in the cloud.
Yeah. Trying to steal our soul with that camera.
Good.
All right. Bitch, please. Don't try me in Walmart in front of these motherfuckers.
Oh, she's appealing to the guy. Be like, you know what? This bitch is crazy.
Yeah, she don't want it. She want to go. You're right. She don't.
Who is she with? Like, who are they with? Okay, so who's the girl in the pink with?
Pink Pants.
All right.
Oh, she came over for Pink Pants. She came up, but Pink Pants doesn't give a fuck.
She got on.
Pink, oh, she took her down. She took her. This is the biggest surprise I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to see. Pink Pants is fighting on the knees. Oh, Pink Pants, you took bottom position, Pink Pants.
Oh,
you
ran around.
Wow.
Wait, Pink Pants.
Armbar. She got an armbar. Go.
She still got a purse on. She wasn't ready, bro.
Pink Pants is a fucking fool.
What kind of shoes does the other girl have on?
Wow, Pink Pants.
Got dragged. Dude, that was like when Seth Petruzzelli beat Kimbo Slice.
Yeah, nobody saw that coming.
Jesus Christ.
Dang, stop.
Oh, man, was I wrong.
Wow.
Man, was I wrong. Pink Pants is a punk.
She's out cold, bro.
Oh, look.
She's out cold.
That's her daughter. Her daughter's embarrassed.
That is so embarrassing.
Oh, wow. Man.
Wow.
I didn't see that coming
at all.
She
got so face stomped.
That is a good way to get out of Christmas shopping. That is a way to not tell your family you don't have money.
Wow.
She took it too far.
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
And she started it. The Pink Pants was all...
Yo,
she
Pants,
wanted it.
Yo, that was a calm, cool confidence that other girl. Here's the thing:
you mistook confidence.
She was a shark amongst fish.
Yeah,
and she was acting like a shark. She had already ate that morning. She didn't need to fucking prove anything. Yeah. She was just
trying
to
pay for her goods.
I did not see that coming. And then now she paid for the damn. She got fucked up. That girl got fucked up.
You know what should have been a dead giveaway? Because that other guy who was with her. Also wasn't alarmed.
Yeah, he was
like the guy was really on. He was sitting down. Like, oh, come on, like, oh, pay for us.
This bitch wants this.
Yeah,
right, have fun. Good luck. He's felt those fucking size nines. Yeah. He knew exactly what was coming. Have fun.
And she
good
jumped,
luck.
She jumped on her head. Do you understand how savage that bitch is?
Like, coins
she
could have
killed her.
Yeah, she pulled a Super Mario.
Bitch!
That bitch was just a shell afterwards.
That you also have to realize how much of a psychopath she is. She went from ringing up her goods to murder. Like, that's attempted murder. That is, and she did that in 30 seconds.
Shout out to the racist live chat, Kenny P pointing out that it was on TMZ and not Worldstar. That's a real good fight. You know, if you are transcending cultural garbage websites. Yeah, thank you.
I saw it on Worldstar, but he's right. If it made TMZ,
that's Mandalay Bay.
That's
level shit right there.
Like, what is her Christmas going to be like? You know what I mean? No one's going to want to just talk about regular shit with her on Christmas.
Yeah.
Damn.
You was on TMZ this week, stabbing a bitch out cold at Walmart.
That was one of the most savage female fights I've seen.
Damn.
Like, yo, whoever's gift she was buying. That gift is eternally. It's worth so much more. Like, oh shit, this is from the legendary fight.
I mean, it is still just a woman doing.
They need
that,
to
though.
Do a movie about that shit. God damn, she stomped.
Well,
do
we have any after results of
she
what happened?
She stomped her fucking face in.
No,
she stomped it.
It says by the time law enforcement got there, both parties had gone.
Yeah, I feel like law enforcement. They try to take their time getting to Walmart.
Oh, in the hood. I remember when I flipped out in that hotel in Philly. and they threatened to call the cops on me. And I literally just stood in the lobby just screaming, call the cops! Call the cops! And I was all worked up. And after like 5 minutes, the cops weren't there. I was like, okay, are they going to come? After 20 minutes of just sitting there, I was like, you know, the cops really don't care about this town, do they?
Post the Starbucks thing in Philly? No, cops ain't coming nowhere.
They didn't give a fuck, dude. And you could tell that the management of the hotel, too, they were just like, the cops aren't going to come, so we got to get this guy out of here in one way or another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that was fucking brutal.
But she started chick was here with it.
I will. You're right, exactly. I will give Real Ass Dude of the Week to the chick in the black hoodie. Fuck it.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Shout out to that fucking chick, that fucking shark amongst guppies. Wow. She was a fucking bad bitch.
She was trying to warn her.
I want her to fucking train me for the Jason Ellis fight. That's what I need to do. I need to have that sort of fucking...
You don't want this shit. She was just trying to put a mask on. Get out of there.
Yeah. I mean, I really called that one wrong. I stopped it seven times. I was like, look at the wall. I was trying to do it like a sports analysis. Uh-huh. So I was like, give me my
dick.
You wanted to draw on the screen?
I wanted to draw like the angle. Here my dumbass go sort of agreeing with you. Yeah. But no. My face was down.
Wow, was I off.
Yeah. But when I watched those
I don't
things,
know shit about fighting.
If the one girl has on like some regular Skippy shoes and another chick has on Jordans, I'm going the chick with Jordans all the time.
Yeah.
Like if I see chicks with like Air Maxes versus a chick in Jordans, I'm torn. But, like, because I feel like the Air Max chick knows a little something. But chicks that wear Jordans are pretty aggressive.
I really thought that big pink-legged bitch was going to fucking do something.
Nope. Damn. She had boots on.
Damn.
And she got dragged.
She had nothing. She got dragged. She was on her knees. She got dragged. Boom, boom, boom.
She got dragged. Got
ground and pound.
Dragged, ground and pound. Then fucking stomped in the head.
Stomp.
Jesus
Christ.
Holy
shit. I've done that to somebody before. I haven't stomped him. I've kicked him in the face when he was down, and I felt guilty. While doing it, I felt awfully guilty. This kid, Billy Coe, shout out Billy Coe. I'm naming you Billy because you were sort of a cunt when he was a 12th grader. I was dating a girl. She was in the 8th grade. I was in the 9th grade, right? We dated the summer between me going into 9th grade and her going into the 8th grade. She was like maybe the second girl I ever like made out with, right? Okay. And she ended up breaking up with me and started going out with this guy. He lived like in our neighborhood. And this guy was a senior in high school. He was like a hockey player, but sort of like a nerdy white guy. But him and his boys would start like making fun of me on the bus because he stole my girlfriend. And I'm like, you're dating a fucking girl in middle school. You fucking weird. You're an adult. You're a fucking weirdo.
We're 17, 18.
Yeah. And then one day I got off the bus. I remember because I was hanging out with my Puerto Rican friends. They're like, yo, you can't let him talk. My friend Cano and Miguel, they were like the straight up like Puerto Rican kids who live next door to me. They were like, yo, you got to hit him with a fucking cane, son. they weren't playing. I was like, why do you have a cane? This kid would walk around with a cane. Cano, he didn't have a bum leg. He just had a cane in case some shit went down. Yeah. So I got off the bus, and I remember they were just, like, egging me on. I just kind of felt bad, and I started hitting this kid, like, just fucking hitting him on the side of the face, and he was still down. Then I got up, and I fucking kicked him in the side of the face. And while I did it, I just, like, I felt so bad. Like, I felt really, truly guilty. And that's how I know I'm not, like, a caged animal. I don't, even when I was fighting Ryan O'Neal in the MMA fight, when I was ground and pounding him, with each punch, I was like, damn, this, like, it feels... It's fucking, it's not like a satisfying feeling to beat somebody up for me. Yeah. It's like, you kind of feel like, oh shit, dude, this guy is legitimately being hurt by me.
Yeah, you're trying to break his face.
It's like, fucked up.
So
I don't have that like killer thing in me that people that are
that
from the hood.
That killer thing in.
Yeah, you got to grow up. And I grew up with like violence and I grew up being beaten, but whatever it is, I never had that. Like, it was almost like I wouldn't fight a guy unless he threw the first punch up until I was old enough to realize that that's a stupid strategy. Like, you're giving him a free shot.
Yeah.
But up until like, you know, 12th grade, until I graduated high school, like, I was like, throw the first punch. Come on, bro. Throw the first punch. You want to do something with. So, and most fights would just fizzle out because neither guy would throw the first punch. That's how white people take care of shit.
I stopped letting the first punch be thrown. I remember my first time getting sucker punched, and I never was able to recover from that, like, fight-wise. And it shook me up so bad that I couldn't get back into it.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Beat up because you got sucker punched.
Well, also, I was in a neighborhood I wasn't supposed to be in, and this guy, they had me heavily outnumbered.
It was Hartford, Connecticut.
But they weren't, they definitely weren't like, I thought I was going to get jumped. They weren't looking to jump me. They were just bored and wanted to see a fight, and they knew we weren't from the neighborhood.
Right.
And I never forget the guy, like, sucker punching me. It's very disorienting. I had a fucking Tahitian treat. And shit spilled all over my shirt. So I thought I'm bleeding because I'm covered in red and I'm all wet. And then
it's bubble tea. Never mind.
And I'm trying to stand up. And this guy's in my face like, yo, shoot it out with him. He can't fight. Shoot it out with him. He can't fight. And I'm confused. Like, wait, somebody shooting? What? And I put my hands up again, and nah, this dude could fight.
Like, oh, fucking, this guy just fucking boom, 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 boom.
They and yeah. They just wanted to see
a fight.
Yeah, and I got my ass kicked.
That's
so bad.
That's another thing where like people that grew up with like violence and grew up getting into like gang fights and shit, like that's just part of it,
right? Because later that's just part of it.
And you've also been a lot of these guys have been fucking. You'll see them. They got like fucking slice on their face. They get the
knuckles busted open.
Yeah, and you see like that's just a part of. They've been beat up enough where they go, oh, it's not that bad for the most part. Like even in where it's bad, where you're getting cut or you're getting fucked up or jumped, your adrenaline kicks in, so you're not actually physically. I think the fear of being hurt is what most people have. You go like, fuck, I don't want to be hurt. It's a protective thing, so you sort of fight, flight, whatever it is, freeze. I think people that that grow up with that sort of violence, they go like, yeah, even if I get fucked up, it's just not that bad. This
because
is going to be fun.
What I learned after that, the torment for the next couple of weeks was worse than the pain of the punches.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
your boys Dave got fucked up.
Not even my boy. My boy was there. I had one boy who was there who didn't do anything. So it was like, you can't really make fun of me. But like,
shouldn't be your boy anymore.
These kids, they were like the first kids to start making a gang. You know what I mean? We were like 13. Because like even after that fight with me that night, they were fighting amongst each other like two blocks over. Like, so this is just what they do on Friday nights. But
like they remember a couple years ago, the knockout game was like, they were like, this new thing, the knockout game. Like, you mean kids
just
in the hood
kids
fighting?
Playing.
It doesn't matter.
Kids.
You happen to be
up with somebody.
It's not even so much that they're just attacking fucking old white guys. Like, you happen to be there at that time.
But
it was some other kid that they wanted as sneakers. It might be that kid.
Right. But the thing is, in the neighborhood, there's nowhere else to go. So when you're out hanging out, you're going to run into that pack again. And they're going to laugh and point, yo, remember when Jamal knocked that motherfucker out last week, you bitch-ass nigga? Like, so you got to deal with that forever.
Just going to take it again.
Yeah, so
he
it's
did.
Like,
I am a bitch-ass nigga, you're right.
Yeah, at this point, you might as well don't ever let it happen
Jamal.
To you again.
Yeah, I never really got jumped like that. There was a couple times. I got into fights with a couple guys at once before, but it was never jumped. When I got into fights with multiple people, it was always pussies. It wasn't like a bunch of hood guys. That I remember one time I was up in fucking Highland Falls, which is sort of like white trash meets hood area. At that point, I was like I moved out of my house. I was like 16 years old, and we're just like in the hood area, whatever it was. I don't know why. This kid just fucking decided he was going to like fuck with us, and I said something back to him, and then he just goes, ooh. And I was like, oh, that's a call for something. And then you just heard all these fucking like footsteps running, and then we just fucking.
It was like the beginning of Lion King.
Yeah, dude, we just fucking booked. We got in my car and we just fucking zipped out of there because I knew, like, the kids that I rolled with, by the time I was in high school, I stopped rolling with the hood kids. So, middle school. Beginning of high school, that was when I was hanging out with all the kids from Railroad Avenue, all the black Puerto Rican and white trash kids who they were just down to fight. Like if some shit went down, and I always remained friends with them, but I moved on to becoming friends with a bunch of nerdy white kids. I joined a band and I started being like a fucking, I was still like a bad student. I was the kid that all their parents didn't want them to hang out with.
Okay.
And I was a kid who would be willing to get into a fight. Like if somebody fucked with us, I was the one that would like step up.
Yeah.
But none of my friends were down. My friends would be the type of people, if you were getting jumped, they would run and let you get jumped.
Yeah.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's not who you really want.
They were right, because once we got to be, like, 13 was all of the fighting and stuff like that, and you ran around with that for a number of years. About 17 is when the guns came out, and that was weird, because it would be like, you would roll deep, intentionally just knowing, like, hey, if anything pops off, we're down. Wherever we go, even if you're not like a tough badass, because I'm by no means like a tough badass kid, but it's like, okay, it's 16 of us.
Yeah.
We all have been fighting for a number of years. We'll be okay.
I went a different path.
Then when
but I could have went down that path very easily.
But I lost spoiled. Two friends to that. One, we got one friend who got shot over beeping at a car that was double parked and wouldn't move forward, and they came out with the guns, and that was like, Okay, so we learned to stop doing that. And then we had another one at a bowling alley, again, on the other side of town we had no business being in. Got into something in the parking lot afterwards, and they shot Devin in the stomach. And we couldn't find the hospital. Like, you know what I mean?
Cool, he poured out.
Who?
Huh? So, Jesus, I'm sorry. R.I.P. Devin. What am I supposed to say? It's a comedy show. We're doing a fucking memorial right now. Fuck you, dude.
Kool-Aid poured out. No. I'm not mad at it. I'm just saying.
But could've that's been Pepsi. Fuck.
Pepsi would have been
better. Some bodega drink could have been like Canada Dry Limeade or some shit. Fuck. I'm with you.
No.
That's fuck crazy.
No, it's funny. It's hilarious.
Lewis takes it too far.
No, I mean, sometimes you could do it for white people too, right? Like beef jerky came out or whatever.
Let's have a beef and beer for our fallen comrade. Y'all motherfuckers like using them comrade words.
Yeah.
Beef and beer is a funny ass.
The other scary people, we were driving to Brooklyn the other day, me and Harrington, to go train, and there was a guy, there was a car like parked. And then another car, like, I guess, beeped for him to move. And then he didn't move. So the guy looked his head at the one of the bald, kind of a bald, tough-looking guy. And I was like, yeah, fuck you, you fucking pussy, to the guy. And the other guy pulled him in front of him. And they started, like, arguing between cars. And then we were behind him. And Harrington beeped at the guy being like, come on. And then the guy that got out of the car was a straight-up, like, 60-year-old Italian guy.
Okay.
And the fucking energy that this guy had, he looked at Harrington. And then we were like, oh, shit. And then he looked at the other guy, and he was like, oh, yeah, you can call me a fucking pussy. And I was like, this guy's in the mob. He's going to start shooting. Go, Harrington, now. I want no – the confidence that this 60-year-old man have. If you have an old man, an old Italian guy, like, don't even try to play that fucking game.
1950s doo-wop music's about to start playing.
Yeah, dude. It was
the
like –
the camera pans
that's
out.
That's how the guy was my first time doing –
that's a scary – that like that is a scary individual right there.
Oh, like on Bronx Tale.
But you ever
now
did,
you can't leave.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you ever did –
that's a great scene, though, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Now you just can't
now
leave.
You can't leave.
One of the best scenes in any movie ever. You're like, yeah, fuck up those bikers. Yeah.
Did you guys ever do Empire Casino?
Yeah.
And they would send a car for you.
Yeah.
And it was like an old mob guy in a car.
Yeah. Yeah,
this
guy
got me to the show 40 minutes late. He's like, he doesn't use a GPS. He's just on some show me how
you guys
to get
there. And he goes, no one's going to believe this is my fault.
That's so fucking funny.
But he has no idea. He's just like maneuvering his way around. And you could tell that this is a guy who put in work in the past. And now he's home. And they're just like... Because even when they called me to find out where I was, and I'm like, the driver got here dumb late. And then they call the driver, and he's on the phone like, yeah. Like, he's not in trouble for this at all.
No, he's not getting reprimanded.
Yeah.
He's not getting dock pay. Nah.
That's the job below the guy who walks around the restaurant making sure everyone's happy. He's just shaking people's hands.
Yeah, because
that's the dude at Governor's.
This guy is just in a tracksuit and a fucking Lincoln just cruising around New York. Probably didn't even have a license. You know what I mean?
That's
it was like,
so
it
funny.
Is what it is.
Yeah, there's something about like that confidence. I mean, I think about how many fights I've probably gotten out of just because I have the confidence to like bark. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you fucking just talk that game, you could just get into somebody's head and they just want no part of it. But it's always the people that don't look like I look like I'm fucking going to be a problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big Puerto Rican guy. You're like,
but
ah,
it's
fuck.
It's the people that don't look
It's the people that don't
girl.
Look like it. And then, like, I remember another time I got into an argument with an Irish guy at a bar in the East Village. Dude, this fucking guy, like, I was like, hey, you want to go outside? Like, it's like a hack line. Yeah, why don't we take this outside?
Yeah. I've seen that.
He goes, oh, yeah, mate, do you want to take it outside? And he cracked his neck like that. God. And I saw two boxing gloves tattooed on his neck, and I was like, fuck!
Ah.
This guy's going to light... He was tiny, dude. I was like, this guy's going to light me the fuck up.
I can take it
from
that.
And then I talked my way quickly out of that fight.
You know who I can't take it
from?
The Magically Delicious, right?
Shit, dude.
Cereal. I won't fight an Asian guy. I will not fight an Asian guy because that's a loss I can't take.
Oh, an Asian?
Like, yeah, because if it's like if he karates me up or does some crazy shit, you know what I mean, that I just didn't see coming, I'm going to feel like a dickhead.
You motherfuckers know how to move, boy.
I had an Asian guy like
I'm
snatch an order
dude.
From me one time. Like, they had all of the food out on the thing and I thought it was mine. And the guy was just like, and I'm just like, the fuck, buddy? For him to have the confidence to rip that bag out of my big black ass hands, I was like, he might know.
Oh,
some
he might
shit.
Know some shit. Yeah, there's something about like small, like whatever it is, because we're in our own head. We're also in the Northeast, so when I see like a Mexican, I'm like, I will fuck up any Mexican. Bring it, Mexican.
But
I dare
not
you.
Mexican. They're every other country.
Yeah, they're like Guatemalan,
Mexican.
Whatever. They're little fucking big headed.
And then you go to LA and you're like, oh, Mexicans.
Yeah, Mexicans are fucking terrifying. Like, yeah. Mexicans know how to fucking throw down. They can Vatos. Fucking. Yeah, dude. No. It's a different thing. So I think it's a cultural thing. Like, there's, in my mind, I can beat up any Asian in the world. They're all like, all right, fucking nerdy ass fucking computer bitch, let's go. But no, there's like, there's really tough Asian guys that are just straight up like thugs, like that will fucking cut your face, that will fucking pull out a gun and murder you.
Especially like their upbringing is different. Like I remember this one Asian guy that I knew, his family had a duck farm. So like he grew up slaughtering ducks. So there's a bit of a killer instinct already there. You know what I mean? Where he constantly watches ducks like extinguish. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's a little bit of a stretch.
No, because he ended up breaking up with his girlfriend and he burned the house down with the family in it because he had that in him.
Dang.
Yeah.
Roasted duck.
Roasted duck.
Okay, he skinned them all and hung them upside down in the window.
Oh, shit. All right, we got to wrap this one up. So let's wrap.
Oh, shit.
We're gonna
we
wrap
didn't
it
play
up.
My trailer.
Oh, shit. And we'll end the show with Dave's trailer. First, let's get a rap going. A little freestyle jam.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Is this the shut the fuck up, Pete?
Whoever wants to go first, just jump in.
This is a terrible beat.
The beat will drop in a sec. Give us some volume. There we go. Shannon. Come on, Shannon. That was about to drop.
Thank you. No, we needed a better beat. Yeah, this one of those.
We're on the real life podcast.
We summon this happen to puppet. Heaven is heaven is heaven.
Zach Amico. Louis J. Go. Go, man. Zach Amico.
All right, Dave Temples, the second one.
The second one.
Come on,
stream me on all platforms and audio on
December
the 25th.
Yes.
Exclusively video at DaveTempleComedy.com.
9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Let's play this trailer and let's get out of here. Thank you guys for watching the Real Ass Podcast. Make sure you subscribe at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP30 until the end of the month. We're giving a 30-day free trial away. You get access to all of the on-demand library, all of the shows in the network, nearly 20,000 hours of streaming content that you can't get anywhere else, ad-free, uncensored, plus access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. Go check out the new Gas Digital website, actually, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Just completely relaunched the redesigned site. Smoother, faster, better player, better fucking everything. So give me some feedback on that. And that's that. This is Dave Temples, the second one.
Late, bitch. Let's go. What the fuck are you up there doing?
Like, I wanted coronavirus to be bigger.
We need something to fucking fight. Do you drink orange juice like that for the rest of my life? I've never seen my asshole, you know what I mean? The rumor of coronavirus was the funniest shit to me. Chinese people eat bats and shit, which is fucking hilarious. No wonder Ja Rule pulled off Fyre Festival. Look at these gullible motherfuckers. Now you got friends you haven't seen in 10 years. You don't know what the fuck's going on with them. And you just steady in the basement getting weirder and weirder and weirder. You don't want no new friends after 23. Like, I'm good. That's a man, yeah. Woman can make $32,000 a year. She'll have an apartment. It's fully furnished. Clothes in the closet. Food in the fridge. Man can make $140,000 a year. And he's drying off with sweatpants. We don't know what the fuck we're doing, man.